Look, have mercy on me, have mercy on my soul. Don't let my heart turn cold. Have mercy on me, have mercy on my soul. Don't let my heart turn cold. Have mercy on many men, many, 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 many men.
Kid, if you lose this,
have mercy on me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we live in unprecedented times. Truly, our very way of life and our culture is under attack on many fronts. From our minds and our mental health to our bodies, our physical health, to the fabric of our society, which is the freedoms and the liberties that we cannot live without here in America. They're under attack. And what do you do when you're under attack? You fight. And that's what this is about. This is a new age of, call it rebellion, call it a united force of people in America, doing what Americans do, coming together, building a stronger society through more unity, more independence, more freedom, at the very time when standing up against these, I would call, evil, malignant forces that are trying to take our way of life from us. I'm Jeff St. Ange. I'm your host of the Aggressive Gentleman podcast, and that's what this is about. How do we combat? How do we find solutions in such complicated times where technology, government, business have come together in a lot of ways to hold down the common man? What does the common man need to do to make his community stronger, make his country stronger? And that's really what this podcast is all about. I don't claim to have all the answers, but what I need to do is I need to share my perspective that is really all about liberty, independence, freedom, and a stronger America. Because I know if we all talk about these issues, talk about finding solutions, take action to putting these solutions in place and overcoming these problems, we all do individually what we need to do. God willing, and I do believe God wills this, it will work out and we will overcome. So that's what this is all about. It's a starting point for me in taking action, doing what I need to do as an American citizen to voice my concerns, my deep concerns about things that are happening. And hopefully you'll listen, you'll agree, disagree, be inspired, be upset, be whatever. Something that causes a level of action that drives united positive change. That's it. So today I wanted to talk about two things that are most important, that we cannot live without, that are non-negotiable, that without these two things, we have no republic, we have no freedom, and we have no America. That's it. One and two. So number one is fair and honest voting in our elections that are tabulated accurately. We have no country without that. Very point blank simple. Now they can dress it up any way they want, and the left can say this conspiracy about voter fraud. However, voter fraud is in the last presidential election, in the last midterm election, it's been pretty damn obvious and proven through ballot stuffing, mail-in voting, collusion at a state level, collusion at a federal level. You look at what happened in the last presidential race. I don't think anybody really thinks Joe Biden got that many votes. No, he never really had any support, right? There was proof of bags and boxes of ballots being found and deceased people being reported as voting, and constant, never-ending fraud that we found across many, many states. You look at what happened in Arizona recently, you know, trying to follow the governor elections, and you know, it went on for days in Arizona offline. The votes were offline, they came back online. How did it take them so long to count the votes? It was just rampant with very obvious collusion. And you may not want to believe that, but that would make you ignorant and way too trusting in the powers that be right now. And I think common sense will tell you that that has occurred. And unless we basically become completely outraged and oppose this level of fraud in elections, it will happen in the future. And with this happening, you know, Americans are very accustomed to a very nice way of life. Things are great here. We have an amazing standard of living, and they dress it all up nowadays. You know, they dress up a level of tyranny that is not tyranny because of our standard of living and because of their spectacular way of... It's really not so spectacular. It's really saying the opposite of the truth enough times over and over and over again that people start to believe it. It's really extremely manipulative. But the point is, without fair and honest elections, we're no different than any authoritarian regime that has ever lived anywhere. We're no different than some of the worst regimes that have placed puppet leaders in place, controlled by malevolent forces beyond them, that have happened, you know, across the world for as long as time. And what has made America America is, you know, we all get a say in this thing. We all get a vote, and those votes get tallied, and then we get the elected official that we've collectively voted for. And if we don't have that, we're no different. They may dress it up real nice, but this is a tyranny. And it is so concerning, and it is, you know, it's hard for Americans to actually believe that we're in a tyranny right now, that this is authoritarian, because the last election was rigged. The Arizona election was rigged. That's tyranny. Placing a leader in charge of us that we didn't elect in a democracy where we're supposed to elect the leader. And it's very hard for Americans to accept that that is truth, that that is the reality we're living in, because it's just cognitive dissonance. We've never really had it and been exposed to it. And it's a normalcy syndrome, right? So people just can't fathom that that's the way of life here. But it's becoming shockingly obvious with the policies that the federal government is rolling out. They seem radically anti-American time and time again. And the more that people ignore that we have a serious problem in our election system that is riddled with collusion and fraud, and it's following with anti-American policies with the leaders that have been put in place, that is further destructing our country by weakening it on purpose so that those in power grow more powerful and that we, the people, grow less powerful. Well, that seems to make a lot of sense. If you were in power and you wanted to grow your power, you would want us to have less power, right? Are you that naive to think that there's not forces in this world, big money, big business, big healthcare, big government? They don't really care about the regular person. They care about the lust for power, more control. Power corrupts. That's the whole idea of America, is we're not supposed to have a centralized power. It's supposed to be decentralized power to the people. Less chance of power corrupting. We have a problem with that system right now, people. And what I'm saying may be obvious, and it is obvious, but it needs to stop point blank now. We cannot have another election, presidential election, rigged. Day by day, what we're seeing at a federal level, the policies that are being enacted, the destruction to our monetary system, the attempted destruction to our culture. The only thing really holding it together is the strength of the American people at this point, because they are doing everything to weaken us. And that's why, you know, a united front of 300 million, if we ever could find a way to really come together and stop the division and stop letting them divide us, nobody could stop a united front of 300 million Americans. Nobody, nothing, no person, no collusion of, you know, oligarchic powers, business, government, healthcare, international bankers, yeah, right? All the forces that kind of collude to keep the common man down. Don't be so naive to realize that that is the case and that's what's happening. However, a united front of 300 million people, even a good fraction of 300 million people, unstoppable. So we can get there, but it's going to take a whole lot of action on an individual level. So that's number one. We need fair and honest elections, and to eliminate collusion in our election processes at a state and federal level, period. Number two, the Second Amendment. As power lusts for more power and corrupts, as our founders anticipated and knew that it always would, it's happening now with evil forces more than it ever has been. More reason We need the Second Amendment now. Unrestricted, unrestrained, more than ever. Do you think there's a reason they're attacking the Second Amendment? Your right to bear arms more than ever? Because there's more on the line for them right now. When I say them, the powers that be. The elitists, the globalists, the collection of powerful individuals and entities that want us to have as little power as possible, virtually none. Do you think there's a reason they're attacking it more than ever right now? Let me tell you something. It's not to keep you safe. It's not to stop school shootings. While those are grave travesties, of course. But they're not attacking the Second Amendment to stop that. As a matter of fact, I would argue that they want more chaos and they want more gun violence so that they can continue to attack the Second Amendment. And they wouldn't be attacking the Second Amendment unless there was more on the line for them than ever right now, because they know if they can get that done, well, they're in the clear. There'll be nothing they can do. The insane policies and the insane rhetoric that we're seeing from the federal government at all levels are so far from reality, and they're so far from what's making this country better and stronger, that who knows where it would go if we didn't have the right to defend ourselves. It would truly be an extremely dangerous situation. The Second Amendment, unrestricted, unrestrained, is non-negotiable. Without it, we have nothing. Without it, we have nothing to defend ourselves from evil people in charge of large organizations that are grouped together to strategize in ways to make us weaker and them stronger. I can't stress this enough. Look, I own guns, but I'm not, you know, out there shooting my gun every day, every week. I do it because it's a right that I have in a worst case scenario. But we need, you know, there are people out there. And you know what? Gun owners who shoot often and they take pride in, you know, maybe they hunt and they're exercising their right to own guns, and they're supporting our capitalistic economy. There are companies that sell guns and it's all good. And they're usually almost always the safest when it comes to firearm use and et cetera. I'm not even on that level, people. I just have common sense. And I know that every dictator that ever lived, Hitler, Mao, Stalin, the first thing they do is get rid of guns for the general population, because there's no stopping tyranny without the right to bear arms of the general public. So of course, if you're a dictator, you're gonna attack that right. Unrestricted power. Don't be so naive that you don't understand they want unrestricted power. I know a lot of you already know this. It's common sense. Do not trust massive government and massive institutions. Their aim is to advance themselves, not you. And while they continue to perpetuate the attack on our culture and mental health that causes gun violence, because it psychologically breaks people down until they're mentally unstable. That's the root of most gun violence that they perpetuate. Problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem. They control the reaction. And then they offer a solution to it. Classic manipulation. We can't ever give that up. The Second Amendment will always keep us protected. It is there to protect us. The Second Amendment is not there to use for hunting. It's to, in the case of massive overreach by the government, an authoritarian level government, you have a last resort. And don't be so damn naive and not look at history that understand that, and not look at the times we live in and understand that big government and massive collusion of huge organizations has never been more apparent than it is right now. How could you be so naive not to see that? You may have a good heart and you may think you're doing the right thing and saving lives by telling people that they shouldn't have the right to own guns, but you're not. You're being manipulated if you believe that. You're being manipulated, and the amount of deaths and tragedies that would occur if we were stripped from our right to bear arms would so far exceed what we see. Not that you can compare, and all tragedies are tragedies, but it would so far exceed what we see from events of gun violence now. It's incomparable, people. And that's all but guaranteed. So we can't ever give it up. Point blank, period. So there's two things that are pillars of our republic that are being threatened, but we'll get them back. We'll keep, maintain, we'll fight to fix the election process. And level two on the election process is more leaders need to run for office at all levels of government that believe in what America was built on. I'll get into that in another episode. But first, fair and honest elections, number one. Number two, the right to bear arms. If I could break it down to two, I like to keep things simple because I'm not that smart. Keep it simple, stupid. One and two, there's no America without those two things. And we are, and we will continue to fight for those two, unrestricted, unrestrained. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jeff St. Ange. I'm your host. This is the Aggressive Gentleman Podcast. I really appreciate you listening. Hope you took something away from it. We're just getting started here. I have a lot to say. I understand this is not perfect. I'm not a podcaster. I'm just a regular guy. You know, I own a business. I'm looking to build a better life every day for myself, for my family, just like you, okay? But we're going to continue to probe pertinent topics right now that need to be addressed. And I hope you have a great day, rest of your week, and keep fighting the good fight. Appreciate you.